Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Chop Chop, illegal tobacco, and what it's costing the Australian economy. Now, this is a report that came out of KPMG. It's commissioned by the tobacco industry. And Jeff Rogert is CEO of the Australasian Association of Convenience Stores. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, Eric. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you too. Now, the figures here are pretty amazing. How much of the tobacco trade in Australia is illegal?
Look, it's a huge number. The number that KPMG has come up with, and they've been doing this report since around 2012, for 2018, it's about 14% of the tobacco market. Governments in some areas may argue that it's not as much as that, but even if you halve that amount, it's a huge amount of illicit tobacco that's floating around the country.
What does that mean in terms of lost income to people running convenience stores and newsagents?
Well, what it means primarily to the government, first up, it's almost $2 billion worth of excise that's lost every year. And that money could be spent on certainly more useful causes. It's also supporting, as the police will tell us, it's supporting crime. It's also supporting potential terrorism. And yes, honest retailers, responsible retailers, are losing out on sales to these irresponsible merchants. There's a number of things at play. It's not only the volume, the financial volume, but we do see that many younger people are buying illicit tobacco. And it's also being sold indiscriminately from any country. So users of illicit tobacco really have no idea of what it is that they are smoking.
Do you have any figures across the country in terms of like what the breakdown might be somewhere like in Tassie? And is it any different here in terms of importing and exporting?
Yeah, it's slightly less in Tassie, and obviously we have the large seaports on the east coast, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. Figures of imported illicit tobacco that I've been able to get show that it's about 7%, which in itself is quite a lot for a small state.
Over time, do you see an increase in illegal tobacco as the cost of legal cigarettes goes up?
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. And that's a prime reason for driving up illicit. It spiked after plain packaging came in. You may recall the Labor government then said, yeah, this is going to be the silver bullet to reduce smoking rates. Well, of itself, plain packaging has done virtually nothing. But what happened after plain packaging came in, it became very easy then to counterfeit the products. Once the criminals got onto this thing, they're now importing just ordinary packets of tobacco, not even in plain packaging, from mainly Southeast Asia now, and it's coming in and being sold, as I say, indiscriminately. If you look at Southeast Asia, the pack of 20 cigarettes is around about a dollar, just over a dollar. We're approaching almost $35, $40. So the profit motive for the criminals is huge. And what we're seeing is they are taking advantage of it. Yes, Border Force is doing a terrific job at the border, but at street level, where this is being sold, nobody, no authority is taking responsibility for it.
20 to 7 on ABC Radio Hobart. Jeff Rogert is CEO of the Australasian Association of Convenience Stores, talking to research by KPMG into the illegal tobacco trade in Australia, which was commissioned by tobacco companies, by the way. Is this partly just tobacco companies telling the government to police its industry for it?
No, not really. The interest that the tobacco companies obviously have is in their market. It is a legal product. If you look at the government's own research that they say is correct, it's around about 6%. Now, we're going to take steps to look at what the real number is because they tend to dispute the KPMG number. But as I say, even if you halve the amount, it's still over $1 billion that the government is losing in terms of excise. And as good as Border Force is at the border, there is product still slipping through and being sold illegally. The other issue that I do note, particularly with Tasmania, Rick, is the fact that there is a bit of a push for increasing the age to 21 to buying tobacco. Now, if you look at the statistics, and there was a quote in the media from Quit this week saying that fewer younger Tasmanians were smoking. But yet if you look at some of the research that we've done, a lot of younger people are actually buying illicit tobacco. So if we just start policing illicit tobacco alone, that would make a huge difference to some of the youth smoking rates.
How would you police it?
there's fines available to the ACCC, to the ATO, to walk into a retailer that's selling illicit tobacco. The fine is up to $300,000. Yet, in almost 6 years since plain packaging came in, not one fine of that magnitude has been issued.
Do you think it's shops that are selling illegal tobacco?
Absolutely. There are retailers selling it. There are people selling it out the backs of cars in supermarket car parks. There's people selling it at markets. You know, you go to a Sunday market or a weekday market, you can, under the table from some of the people there, they are selling this illicit tobacco.
I just wonder, the war against drugs has been so sort of ineffective in terms of street level. Do you really think that that's achievable with tobacco?
No, not really. And again, you know, we say that there needs to be certainly policing at that level because of the impact. But I guess I contrast that with moves such as increasing the age, not allowing e-cigarettes, not giving consumers choice as the price of tobacco goes up. Illicit will continue to increase. So the government needs to take a more measured approach in terms of giving consumers a choice, certainly not this cash grab, consistently to push up the price of tobacco, which is more a revenue drive, quite frankly, than a health issue, and making things such as e-cigarettes, which Public Health UK have said is 95% safer, if there is such a thing, for smoking, than ordinary cigarettes.
Well, that's the bigger issue, isn't it, Jeff? Is to go, I mean, you know, you'd agree that tobacco is a harmful product.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have any, it's a bit like alcohol, it doesn't really have any health benefits at all to balance the harm. So in terms of the wider community, what do you think would happen if we just banned tobacco altogether?
I think you touched on it there. The war on drugs has not been successful. You know, we're now talking about pill testing at concerts and areas such as that in terms of harm minimisation. People that want to smoke will smoke, they'll grow their own tobacco, and it will just become a haven for more criminal activity. Mm. Prohibition doesn't serve anything at all, and certainly that's not an area that we're looking at any stretch of the imagination. Just to put it in perspective as well, in a legal convenience store, there's about 260 convenience-type stores in Tassie. It accounts for about 39% of sales. So, quite a number of people still choose to smoke or have to smoke and buy their products from us. And without tobacco, in many of these small businesses, quite frankly, they'd go broke.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you, Rick.